It's our last beat until March 27th, which is our 160th Cup Day. We've got our track referred booked in during that period, though, as well, so it gives us plenty of time to get the track up and ready for our Cup Day.
I know it's the Christmas race day, but it's too far away to call it the Cup Prelude.
Well, we might be plenty of straws to call it that.
Well, essentially, your next meeting is the Paddy's Foods Bairnsdale Cup. Just before we talk this Sunday, last time we spoke a few weeks ago, it was touch and go, and then in the end, it proved to be correct. You lost your meeting the other week, didn't you?
Yeah, we had the race day abandoned. We had over 87 mils, like in the 4 days before the race, and we also had weeks before that, we had lots of rain as well, so the whole track was quite sodden. And we also had minor flooding in the Mitchell River, which runs through Bairnsdale. So in hindsight, I guess the right call was made.
We'll have updated track conditions before your meeting, but since then, has the track bounced back pretty well in the last few weeks?
The track's looking good. The track manager told me it's sitting nice at a good four at the moment. And the Kaikoura standard grows. That's a great sign for our track.
Fantastic. Now, this is the Dyson Group Christmas Races. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Apologies if it's the wrong Dyson Group. Is this the Dyson vacuum cleaner I use in my lounge room or a different company?
No, this is the local bus company.
Well, there you go. I couldn't be so far off the mark. I apologise to them. But, of course, you can't catch a vacuum cleaner to the shops, can you? So
No. They're helping provide. We've got free shuttle buses coming from Lakes Entrance and Painesville. So they're providing the buses for them.
Right. So it's called a Christmas race day. This will be your first without the bubble, but I understand people in your region are still maybe a little bit, I won't say hesitant, but just not used to getting back to the racetrack. And given you don't race until the Cup in March, it might be a quiet affair for what is normally a Christmas race day this weekend.
Yeah, it is feeling that way. I think this is maybe the second major event that's been on in Bairnsdale and East Gippsland since the restrictions were dropped. So maybe there's a little bit more hesitancy out there to come to the races. But you never know with East Gippy. They are renowned for being walk-ups. So we might have predict a small crowd and then have 500 people walk up on the day. So it's just a bit of a wait and see. But the weather's forecast is fine, and that's the best thing I can look forward to.
All right, if you're listening in the Gippsland region, why not a day at the races at Bairnsdale and enjoy a day there? Because if you are in that part of the state, next time you go to the races is not until the end of March. The Paddy's Foods Bairnsdale Cup was this Sunday, the 27th of March. We'll mention them again, but I know you've only been there a year, but you would no doubt have an understanding that in country racing partnerships, Paddy's has been one of the longer cup sponsors, I believe, of a club in Victoria.
Yeah, this is our 17th year in the arrangement together.
Wow. And they make terrific party pies. I love the party pies from Paddy's.
They're quite a broad range. I went up to the factory a few weeks ago and was surprised at the range of pastries they make these days.
No, look, I'm not biased, but we got a pie warmer here at the radio station, and if someone's using it, Paddy's pies often get a run there. They've got that lovely, I don't know, really true mincey flavour. Anyway, we'll leave the topic of Paddy's pies until closer to that date. So given you're still well and truly away from that date, when will you really kick into gear in terms of selling marquees and packages and so on, given by the 27th of March, if we're not well and truly welcoming thousands to your track? I guess we never will.
So the plan is I'll just get through this race day and I'll do the finishing up. And then within the week, the early bird sales for our power, the Paddy's Foods Bairnsdale Cup, will be on sale. So, yeah, by the end of next Friday, I'd say you better book marquees and umbrellas for the Paddy's Food 160th Bairnsdale Cup.
And given that's quite a few months away, is there any renovations, any upgrades, anything happening to the track after this Sunday's meeting before you race again end of March?
Not to the tracks. It's just the time the track refurb goes ahead, so that's the big one for us. It gives us an opportunity to do some little minor fixes around the precinct, like fixing fences and redoing gardens and that type of stuff, but no major infrastructure changes.
And people can tell by your accent, of course, your family heritage is New Zealand. I'm gathering you never got back there in the couple of weeks or month or so when there was an open border, but will you take a break? Will you ever hope to get back to New Zealand again?
Oh, hopefully. I don't think the New Zealand borders open until April now. So I do live in one of the prime tourist destinations of Victoria, though. So there's not much reason to leave anywhere when you, the best places are where you live.
Well said. You're certainly well and truly now part of the Gippsland Racing Fraternity. You've, I think, celebrated a year. And all the best with this Sunday. And I'm sure we'll find a reason to chat to you early next year as we start to promote the Cup there at Bairnsdale. Thanks for taking the call, Shane. All the best.
Okay, everyone, be safe.